Welcome to this edition of Your Inner Voice podcast. You'll see a brief introduction of the topics that will be presented at the 2025 Flagstaff Dowsers Conference, October 15th to the 21st, 2025, in Flagstaff, Arizona, at the Little America Hotel. For further details, visit www.flagstaffdowsers.com. We look forward to seeing you there. Susan McNeil Spooler, and my cohort here is
Nicholas Fink,
and we will be teaching deviceless dowsing at the 2025 Flagstaff Dowsers Conference.
Deviceless dowsing refers to dowsing, getting your results without using the traditional instruments like Y rod, L rod, pendulum. Those are tools and they are extensions of you, but if you don't have them, doesn't mean you can't douse, because you're really the douser getting the information. So you can use your fingers, you can use other parts of your body, you can use the way you feel about something. And I'll show you just five fingers. You got it. Numbers here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. With your hand, you have an L rod direction. And with both hands, you can control what's going on. You can say, this is your goal, and where's the aura? There are 1,000 things you can do, and you can have any of these things in your mind and change them as long as they're right for you.
So what we can do with our fingers in addition, I will take my thumb, and that's called, we call it a thumb plate, and you can rub it with your pointer finger and say, show me yes. And then you can say, show me no, and see how it feels, the difference. With mine, my yes is smooth, and my no feels sticky. It's kind of sticking on there. So this is where, and you can ask what your yes and no answers are as well. Another method that I use is one of my favorites, because you don't even know I'm dowsing, is I'm rubbing my tongue on the roof of my mouth, and I ask, show me yes. And then I say, show me no. And what happens for me is the roof of my mouth is smooth for yes, and then the roof of my mouth is rough for no. So sometimes I'll be interviewing someone or talking to them, and I'll just be sitting like a regular person, and I'll be constantly rubbing my tongue on the roof of my mouth. And at some point during the conversation, if it starts to go rough, I'll ask the question again of the person, because maybe they misunderstood me, as opposed to lying to me. So that's something that you can practice on your own as well.
We knew a great dowser who has gone on to the dowsing realm in the sky at this point, who used blinking. And she had, I think one blink was yes and two blinks was no. And she was well on in years and very sparkly. And so she looked like a nice old lady who was blinking and paying attention to you. And actually, she was saying, is this guy lying to me? And, you know, should I have the turkey for dinner tonight? And if he was boring and you never knew, and they never knew. So this is talking about ways of using your dowsing in public where it might or might not be acceptable, but these ways are convenient. If you're carrying something in both hands, you know, you don't want to put them down, you can still do your dousing. We'll loop back to fingers. You can put the two ringed thumb and forefingers together. And if the answer is yes, by the traditions that I was taught, they will not come apart. And if you say two and two is five, come apart right away, it doesn't hold. And these things need to refer to something sensible in your own past. In my past, that's the idea. Yeah, that doesn't hold water, or that fortress won't hold. So that word is there. And for me, if I say they won't hold, that has a significant meaning. So you want to attach it to something. Dousing is joining the 3D world that we're used to living in and our source of knowledge, which we're not too well informed on, but we certainly can use.
So if you'd like to learn more various types of deviceless dowsing, please come to the Dowsing Conference in Flagstaff, Arizona at the Little America Hotel. The event is October 15th to the 21st, 2025. And our website is www.flagstaffdowsers.com. So we will look forward to seeing you there, and hopefully you'll come to our class and learn a whole plethora of ways that you can be dowsing without any tools. Again, my name is Susan Spooler.
I'm Nicholas Fink. Looking forward to seeing you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye now.